Mario and me. Well, I guess I was always meant to be a Mario Brothers fan. I mean, even before I was born. You see, it turns out that when I was still an embryo, my parents considered naming me Luigi. Luckily, common sense won out and they didn't, thus sparing me the ridicule that my peers would inflict upon me when Nintendo became popular. I was also born the same year as Mario, 1980. I first played Super Mario Bros. In the basement of my babysitter's house in the spring of 1987. I have never wanted something so much in my life. Over the next number of months, I would beg my parents every day to get me a Nintendo. I would tell them all about how Mario could break bricks with his head. With his head! I had even constructed an elaborate simulation of the game using couch cushions as bricks and frisbees as coins. I think perhaps my parents bought me a Nintendo that Christmas not just to make me happy, but to keep me from destroying the house. I had two games, Super Mario and Duck Hunt. I can't even begin to figure out how many hours I put into Super Mario Brothers. I still to this day remember every secret and I can play most of the levels in my head. I spent hours mastering the Turtle Tap and finding World Minus One. When I was in elementary school, I needed to write stories for my English classes. I would often manage to slip Mario into these stories. I guess these were my first and only attempts at fan fiction. In these stories, I would often meet Mario, and sometimes I would help him to beat Bowser, and sometimes he would help me to shoot a fireball at the boys who picked on me at school. Looking back, that sounds a bit pathetic. I guess I wasn't the only one to think this. When I was 9, some of the teachers at my school had a bit of a, let's say an intervention of sorts, and told me I had to start writing about something else. Oh, and that the art assignment was to draw your pet, and they seriously doubted I had a pet Goomba. I'm actually a little embarrassed to be saying this. I was quite an odd child. Well, over the years, lots of new Mario games came out, and I had to have them all. Even with my parents' constant protests of, "Didn't we just buy you Mario last year?" and my insistence that Super Mario World was a totally different game from Super Mario Bros. 3. I even watched the Super Mario Bros. Super Show every Saturday. But, you know, even as a young kid, I still kinda suspected it was crap, but I watched it anyway. I also developed a deep and totally unreasonable hatred of Sonic the Hedgehog. I had even gone as far as to set fire to a Sonic the Hedgehog toy that came in a box of Super Golden Crisps. I've never actually played a Sonic game, of course, but it wasn't Mario, so it had to be bad. Yeah. I was a diehard fanboy at the age of 11. But then again, since most of the fanboys talk like they are 11, it didn't matter so much. After Mario 64 was released and I had beaten it many times, I kind of moved away from the franchise. In fact, I sort of stopped playing new video games altogether for a number of years. Ironically, it was the Sega Saturn and Dreamcast that brought me back into games. And it turned out Sonic was not really sent by the devil to claim my soul. Of course, the Dreamcast was short-lived, but just as it was dying out, the GameCube was coming out. I happened to be in Japan in 2001, and actually got to see the launch of the GameCube. Well, I got caught up in the hype and bought one. Sure enough, I became a Nintendo fan all over again. I play other consoles, of course. Right now, I can't get enough of this game called Shadow Hearts. But the only future console I know that I will buy for sure is the Revolution. Now, why would I want to buy a system that we know nearly nothing about? Hopefully find out a little more this week. A system which is the underdog this time around. You see, I commit to the Revolution because Mario will be in it. And he's been with me all the way. It just wouldn't be video games without Mario. He and his brother, and all their enemies and friends, are what shaped the video game universe for me back when I was young. even though I've grown older, the games still have the original charm. The originals are more for nostalgia, and the new ones are really solid games. Oh, and Mario helped me beat up this big guy on the playground, so I kind of owe him for that. Right now, I teach English in Japan to junior high school kids, and sometimes, well, that's not really accurate, most of the time, it is very hard to connect with them. There's a language barrier, there's many cultural barriers, but there's a universal language we can speak. Every student I have can recognize do-do-do-do-do-do. It is a more recognizable tune than anything put out by Beethoven or Mozart, and it makes their eyes light up every time. The students and I, through games, share a common link, and even though our cultures are so different, we share something. And maybe we're not so different after all. Everyone loves Super Mario. He's been going strong for over 2 decades now, and he shows no sign of stopping. So, happy 20th anniversary, Super Mario. I can't wait to see what the next 20 years offer.